Listening Library presents The Willoughbys by Lois Lowry. Read for you by Artie Johnson. Chapter 1. The Old-Fashioned Family and the Beastly Baby. Once upon a time, there was a family named Willoughby, an old-fashioned type of family, with four children. The eldest was a boy named Timothy. He was 12. Barnaby were 10-year-old twins. No one could tell them apart, and it was even more confusing because they had the same name. So they were known as Barnaby A and Barnaby B. Most people, including their parents, shortened this to A and B, and many were unaware that the twins even had names. There was also a girl, a timid, pretty little thing with eyeglasses and bangs. She was the youngest, just 6 and a half, and her name was Jane. They lived in a tall, thin house in an ordinary city, and they did the kinds of things that children in old-fashioned stories do. They went to school and to the seashore. They had birthday parties. Occasionally they were taken to the circus or the zoo, although they did not care much for either, excepting the elephants. Their father, an impatient and irascible man, went to work at a bank each day, carrying a briefcase and an umbrella, even if it was not raining. Their mother, who was indolent and ill-tempered, did not go to work. Wearing a pearl necklace, she grudgingly prepared the meals. Once she read a book, but found it distasteful because it contained adjectives. Occasionally she glanced at a magazine. The Willoughby parents frequently forgot that they had children, and became quite irritable when they were reminded of it.